restaurant. But it seems to me that if you go in there and it'd depend where other people were sitting and so on, you might go join someone or... but there was quite a bit of mobility, I think.
Oh, there was? Okay. I thought maybe it'd be like all the humanities departments at one place and all the people, but you could...
No, I don't think so. I think that was part of the genius of it, that we didn't sit by the department, so to speak. And, we knew each other from rolling around the halls at Morrow, and you'd go over there and there'd be some people there, and it wasn't some person being from your own department. But quite a bit of interdepartment exchange.
Nothing like now.
No, it was not anywhere near as large a faculty as we have now, but on the other hand, we were very compressed in Morrow Hall compared to now. I mean, if you're over there now, many of those offices, probably all those offices, are individual offices. Whereas when I first came here, the first office that I was in, I suspect there were 10 people in that office. Then we were moved to an office when we were in Morrow Hall, I think, 3 years after I came. And when I left, there were 3 of us in an office. But this was, in some of the smaller offices, say a room this size might have 3 people in it. There were several departments over there: history, English, all the foreign language people, philosophy people, and so it meant that there was a greater density of faculty, so to speak, in Morrow Hall at that time than there is now. And I suspect, my memory is that most of the people in QB were from Morrow Hall. Quite often, I went there to eat a meal, but it was more likely on a Sunday with my family. In fact, offhand, I don't remember ever eating there during the week. I think, for one thing, I think I usually bought my lunch, but when I didn't, I would usually go either to the Union or to this sandwich shop that I can't even think of the name of now, but it was around the corner from QB's in that same site where Jacobson's store would be now.
Do you live for a club?
Yes.
Oh.
And I have always, at that point, I would live in the Cherry Lane Apartments on campus. Then we lived for 8 years over on Cedar Street, which is just east of campus by McDonald's. And now I live for the last 12 or 13 years on Butterfield Drive, 3 blocks north of Berkeley Hall.
So it was convenient.
Right.
How did you choose to see yourself in the future? Did you go behind or try to be back there? Did you know most of them?
We would have known each other pretty well right across the department because we would have shared the elevator and the hallways and the restroom. So we knew each other pretty well. And I think at 10 o'clock in the morning, there'd be sort of a motion there in the halls, and people would come out. And we would usually walk over, there'd be little groups of maybe 6 or 7 people. Sometimes somebody might be held up by an appointment or something they were working on, and they'd come over later. But then you'd just walk in and look where there was somebody wanted to join.
Were there specific characters you expected to find there? Like, I guess you said, well, there were secretaries too, I thought.
Sometimes there were secretaries there. The crowd, I think, was rather predictable. The fellow that ran QB's, I think his name was Spiro Tassaris, was often around there, and he would talk with the faculty, too. I remember one time... I was interested in just talking with him personally about his own background. He was Greek. And I asked him, I was interested, I talk often in class about the Greek words for time, kairos and chronos. Chronos, which refers to just quantitative time, kairos to qualitative time. And I was curious if in modern Greek they talk that way. And one day he was telling me about a great party he had been to the night before. I said, did you have a good time? And he said, oh, yes. And I said, how would you say time street in that sense. He said, Cairo. And I asked, what time are you home? And he said, 2 o'clock. So I said, how would you say that time in modern Greek? It was chronos. But anyway, we all knew this fellow quite well, because he'd often said, talk to us too. Not very often. My image is that really it was a coffee thing. Almost everybody ordered, well, they might get tea. In fact, I think I got tea. Most people just got a cup of coffee or tea. I don't really remember whether there was much, say, eating donuts or something like that, but it was mainly just coffee. Well, the food was good, I think, and it was reasonably priced. In a way, it's kind of curious to me why, like now, you go for the Union, and many times you go there, and I don't know why more people didn't go there. Or maybe I'm just saying I never went there at noon, so maybe it was crowded. But the main image I have. Places to go for a coffee break, or when, as a family, we were going out, and I didn't eat off myself for lunch. I would usually bring a lunch, but with my family, that was a nice place to go because there was variety, and it was not terribly expensive, and we enjoyed going there. But I don't ever remember it being very crowded. I can also remember going there sometimes in the evening after some meeting. I don't remember doing this often, but there are two or three times that I can remember doing it. I know one night one of my students was in a play on campus, and I went, and afterward she invited me to go with her family and some other people who were on the campus.
What did you do when it was too
hot? Yes. I think that by the time Cupies was torn down, we had already been moved out of Forum Hall, and we're over in Bessie Hall. And Bessie Hall, I don't know whether it would have been in response to Cupies going or what, but they set up a coffee shop on the second floor of Bessie Hall. They blocked off an area there with partitions. They had a student who would be in charge there, and they had coffee and donuts and so on. People would buy this stuff. They had couches and chairs in there. But that wasn't the same. I don't think I ever did it. I think people did. I think students in particular would study over there. Yeah, students would. I don't remember ever trying to work.
Were you all together?
Right. That's right.
Do you remember what prompted you to start going there?
I don't remember, but I just think it was something that everybody did, kind of thing. When I came, people were going to Cupies. I went with them.
Do you remember what the prize was for?
That would be very hard to remember the prizes. All I do feel that at that time, I would say that they were very comparable to the Union, and I think of the Union as being relatively modest at any given time, but I don't know what the modest price at that time would have been for.
But it wasn't an expensive place.
curious style, and so and Tipper and picked out what it wanted. That was very beautiful.